God's prophet to this pulpit. Amen. What an honor it is to stand here to do that.
Amen.
What an honor it is for you to stand there and to hear that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
We want to lay everything aside now, everything that's happened today. Don't have to worry about what tomorrow's going to hold, what we're going to do afterwards. Are we going out to eat? Am I going to be late for work tomorrow? It don't matter. There might not be work tomorrow. If so, I'll see you on the other side.
Amen.
But we want to sing our national anthem to bring God's prophet to this platform.
Amen.
He might not be here physically, but what we want is the spirit. That message is what we want.
Amen.
And that's what we need, is this word. So let's just welcome him to the platform as we sing, Only Believe.
Praise the Lord.
Only believe.
Yes,
only believe.
And
all things are possible.
Yes,
only believe.
And
only believe.
Yes,
prisoner, preached July 17th, 1963, here in Jeffersonville, Indiana. May God bless you. Brother Branham.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the year of the great and mighty work that you have done before, and now we stand with anticipation, raises our faith and anoints us to believe that what has been asked for tonight will be granted. I know each and every one of them, all that they have requested, and we pray for them, especially Lord, those who are so near death. Bring peace to their soul if it isn't already there. Bring healing to their bodies. Grant it, Lord. Let our coming together, when we pray, Lord, on this wisdom and our friends, that as we have assembled, knowing that wherever two or more are assembled together, you'll be with us. And we ask you, Lord, to give us your word tonight. Speak to us, Lord, and warm up our strength, that we would know how to discipline ourselves for the day or time that lays ahead as we believe that we're nearing the coming of the Lord. We thank you for our people now beginning to find faith dear to them and knowing what faith means. And knowing we are thanking you for services yet ahead, believing us. You're able to do something, Lord. We're waiting with anticipation like the days of old, believing that the time is near when you're going to just raise up the windows of heaven and pour out the light that God has promised in this last day. Father, we ask you, Lord, to be with all around the nations as the day we heard so many around everywhere that's in need. Grant them their request, Lord, and we pray to see the great hand of God moving all over the world among those who are looking for the great thing. Forgive us of our sins. Chase us, Lord, with thy spirit and thy word, that we might discipline ourselves obedient servants. As obedient servants to the will of God. Let us remember and try to think in our hearts what the early Christians done, what type of people we meet, what we met those who had personally been in contact with you, how their faces lit up with faith and joy, how their lives with the living word of God. Just written up this and read all night as they walked in among people. God, grant us more. May our lives be so submitted to thee that the Holy Spirit will live itself through us and speak through us, Lord. May we remember in our minds as we walk upon the streets and rub arms with the world, we're not supposed to be like those. We step aside and give them the place, Lord, in their rightful position here on earth. We take the back seat knowing that we are delegates from another world.
Amen.
We have a kingdom that's coming into power.
Amen.
And our great king will soon arise and take over all his kingdoms, the various domains. He shall rule and reign with him here on earth 1,000 years and be with him forever. With this in mind, Lord, now we look forward to the answer of our prayer. We look to our confession that we have did anything, said anything, or thought anything that was contrary to your great will. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us. Lead us, Lord, as the sister said tonight about she and her husband on the road to Chicago. Lead them, Lord God, to the place that you can use that they might be beings of life. Brothers who are groping in darkness that knows not our Lord Jesus. And we commit the service to you and listening for your word of correction that we might know how to prepare for this great hour. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.